I think that this you all you speak of has got everybody else in the same shape I am. I mean, a lot of people that love you and John both and aren't taking sides between you and John, but are just in the middle being pulled both ways, and it's a disaster for everybody.
Yeah.
I understand that. Just if I knew what to do about it, I would. That was the reason that I felt like that if you and John could talk and maybe get all whatever it is that each one of you upset about out of the way, maybe we could sit down, maybe you all could sit down and work something out.
I don't have John's confidence. He doesn't call me and ask me any of these things. He goes off with Shivers and plans these things. And Shivers has been an Andy Johnson man that got defeated at my hands.
Yes, sir.
And John doesn't show me respect enough to say, now I know you're going to be running for president, and I don't want to do anything but help you, and I don't want to embarrass you. He goes off to Sid Ritson's Island, and the paper comes out that he and Shivers and Joe Kilgore met and plotted. And I can't do anything about that, but maybe some of you talk to him that he does trust can. He doesn't trust me to that extent. He never has called me and asked me what should I do about anything. When he was in private life, I called him and asked him what I should do about everything. But he's sensitive about being independent, and he just after he announced and got in that thing, why, he thought he could have all of my friends and but be awfully clear that said now. The Houston Chronicle called this morning, said the rumors widespread and will be printed in Houston that Joe Kilgore had 500,000 pledged, and this has been cut off by the president in phone calls to Texas. Now, I haven't called a human about that. That's what John said and what you said the other night. I haven't called a person about Joe Kilgore. Haven't talked to one human. You're the first one that I've talked to about Joe Kilgore except Joe Kilgore.
Well,
now quit, they ought to quit putting that.
Just one little item. I didn't say this. I was simply reporting what all I've tried to do is try to be a conduit through justice,
yeah.
Because apparently there wasn't any other line of communication open.
Yeah, I think that's good.
I was just hopeful that maybe if we could establish some kind of communication, we could resolve this problem.
Well,
I think that
Shivers wouldn't give a damn what happened to me. I think he's going to be supporting a Republican ticket. And I just hate to see him get my friend sucked into this thing. Now, the Chronicle is going to say that Kilgore is now meeting with Shivers in Austin. Kilgore doesn't announce, Shivers will. And I'd let Shivers announce. Because we ain't going to have a Republican senator. They ain't going to turn me down to elect a Republican senator.
No, sir, I don't think they are either.
And I just quit messing with Shivers. Shivers ain't got a goddamn bit of strength that y'all haven't got anyway. And why do we want to let him take over the direction of our party? And why do we want to publicly do it? Here, John's got a good image here with the Negroes and with the Mexicans and with being a pretty moderate fella. And now, by God, he starts meeting with the Citizens Council. And he's off with Joe Kilgore, who's one of 25 voting against the president on his first votes from his own state. And he's off meeting with Shivers on how to do what? Start a hell of a fight in Texas that can't do anything but embarrass the president. Now, I don't know what you can do about it. Maybe you can't do anything. But Jack said you'd call, and I just told Jack that I thought they ought to tell you how we felt and what we're willing to do. And I think we can and will and should try to get this boy out of the race. I don't think John ought to have a race. I told him that when I saw him. And he said, well, who's going to be built up? I'd build up somebody, whoever he wants. I don't care. I don't want to tell you who to be his governor. Y'all pick out the governor, but I don't want you saying up here that you're going to send a man that's an enemy to me at the Senate. That's a fair deal, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Now, let me tell you that...
And I think what we ought to do is make every effort we can over the weekend, Sunday, this Don Yarbrough hadn't paid his filing fee, to get these fellows to tell him to come up here and go around over the country for the National Committee or something else in the election with the labor groups. And we will not have any opposition for Ralph Yarbrough. Now, if we can do that, and I think that's what you ought to ask the governor to try to do. And if the governor just hell-bent on having opposition, well, then we can't help it. We've done our best. And we just have to say to them, well, we can't do it. We can't deliver. But I begged them all to do this for me, and I think everybody's willing to do it if the governor's willing to do it for me. If he hates so bitter and he's so vindictive and he just got to have a man up here to pull out this fellow that's voting with me, then I can't help it. But you do your best to get him to do otherwise and still be as loyal as you can to him and to me.
Well, I don't have any trouble being loyal to both of them.
I know that.
It just made me sick to see here when everything ought to be at the very zenith of everybody's career that we have this kind of a problem.
It's unthinkable. It's unthinkable that a boy that would work for me 20 years would do this without ever talking to me and run off with shivers. It would be just exactly like if I came down there and went off with Price Daniel and took in after John. I just can't understand it.
The problem is that when a statement when a statement's made like that to the governor, he's got his version of the thing, and he just comes back with his version. That's the reason I don't.
Well, now, what is his version? His version is he's gone off with Shivers, who is a bitter political enemy of mine that he fought himself, and who's joined the Republicans and bolted to them in every election, including mine, and opposed me for vice president. And he's gone off with him to knock out a man who's voting with me.
Well, sir, his answer to that, I'm confident, would be that you've turned your back on your friends and gone off with Ralph Yarbrough, who's been your lifelong enemy.
Ralph Yarbrough has voted for me every time my name's been on the ticket. So I wouldn't say he's my lifelong enemy. I've never asked his office that he hadn't voted for me. And I haven't turned my back on my friend because Mr. Shivers wasn't my friend. He ran against me.
Well, now, please understand that what I'm saying is so that you can understand the problem that everybody's got unless you and the governor can some way find a way to sit down and talk this thing out. Because
I'm ready to talk to the governor any time the governor feels like talking.
And I don't know that he does feel like
talking. Well, that's right. So I just can't...
I have done everything I know how to do to get him to call you. He says there's nothing to talk about. He says the president knows my views, and I know the president's views, but there's nothing to talk about.
Well, then it's not. I think there's a good deal to talk about, and I'm willing to talk about them and want to, and I just don't want to talk to somebody I don't want to talk, you see.
Well, I understand that, sir.
So I'm going to be reasonable, and I'm not going to be revengeful or vindictive of anyone. But when they go talk about Yarbrough being a lifelong enemy, he's been a lifelong friend. He's supported me in every race I ever made, and he's never cast a vote against me. And that's more than Miss Shivers can say. He tried to keep me from being chairman of the delegation. He tried to keep me from being senator. He tried to keep me from being vice president. And he went on television and said so. And now for my so-called protege to go off and meet with him and say we're going to knock off a man supporting the president, and we're not only going to run the state and everything in it, but we're going to run Washington as well, I think, by God, they might be getting a little bit fast. And if we can't have it, we're going to take our marbles and go home and quit and ain't even going to run. I think that's I've worked with John a long, long time, and I think I know him, and I think I love him more than any other white man. I think I know him better, and I think sometimes he gets pretty adamant on these things. I've heard him pretty adamant on the Negro question. I've heard him pretty adamant on the labor question. I've heard him pretty adamant on the Eisenhower Republican question. And I know his tendencies, and I think that's why he needs some folks around him that will say to him what I'm saying to you now. Let's just don't take off the whole goddamn thing in one bite. On what kind of meat have we been feeding? Now, I'm not trying to tell him who to elect in his state senate to support his program. Why in the hell is he trying to tell me who to elect to support my program? He ought to be happy he's governor. I ought to be happy I'm president. We ought to be able to work together and meet together and talk. And I'm anxious to. And all the talking's been done, I've initiated. I've called Texas, I think the record will show, since the assassination, I've called 15 times to talk to him or his family. I don't think there's ever been one call originated there. I think everything he's ever asked here, he's gotten forthwith, period. I don't think we've ever asked anything there. Except we did suggest that Jimmy Terman that he told me he wanted me to help get a job. I got him one. Then he said he'd like to see him president of this college, and I told him I'd sure love to see it because I might want to be president someday myself. And to get his three men, and we went out and got about two or three of ours, and his all three voted against him. Because he hadn't been talked to, like Jose Marin or Martin or whatever his name is, San Antonio, and the rest of them. So I'm willing to talk, walk, scoop, nothing proud about me, but I think that John's taking off a pretty big dish when he's, I never did understand why he had to do what he did on public accommodations. I didn't think he helped himself, and I didn't think it was necessary any more than it was for me to come out against going to Floresville on the weekend. I didn't think that was a state matter that he'd already legislated plenty in that field in the state of Texas. But he did, and that got some national publicity, and I think it temporarily improved his position with a few people in Texas and cut me a little bit. But I took it like a man and smiled and didn't do anything about it. Hello? Hello?
Yes, please.
I was cut off. I was talking to Mr. Irvin.
Right, there you are, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So, if you can't do it, I don't know who can, because, as you know from your intimate association, he has not required my judgment on anything. And I have been reasonably anxious for him to succeed, and I still am. But I'm not anxious to the extent of him sending a Republican up here to beat me. And I think that's what'll happen. And I think the Republicans in this so damn deep that he's never recognized it. I think they end it on Don Yarbrough's side, and I think they end on it on the Ralph Yarbrough deal. And I think they're determined to get Don Yarbrough to run against John to keep that theory going, and they're determined to get John to get somebody to run against Ralph. And I think Shivers, it's the hand of the Republicans and the voice of Shivers. And I just cringed this morning when I read the story about my governor, my friend, my protege going off and meeting with Alan Shivers in the dark of the night and talking about how he's going to have to beat a senator up here in Washington. And never had to even discuss the thing with me. So I just hope that what you can say to him is that it'd be better for all of us if we didn't have an opponent. And we'll try to get Yarbrough out if he'll try to keep his people out. If he can't do that, then he can run his best man, and we'll just do the best we can. We're going to try to keep him from having somebody here to vote against us. And if they're going to come in and kill our wife, we're going to bar the door and try to defend ourselves best we can. And if they're going to start a plan to send somebody up here that'll gut me, and I've seen nobody suggested it won't, that 25 men voted against me on the first vote I had in the House, and one of them was Kilgore.
What vote was that?
That was the vote on the wheat bill, foreign aid. Had to call them back here at Christmas, and my first test of strength, and the Republicans were determined to defeat me on a foreign policy decision. And he couldn't even leave. We asked him not to vote, but he had to stand in and vote against me. And how in the hell can I ever explain to anybody that I'm supporting a man that cast his first vote against me? And how can I ever explain to a man that I'm for Shivers against a fellow that's always voted for me and voting for me every day now, 100% of the time, on every measure I've got? And just because we got little peaks and little boy blue personalities and get mad about something, hell, I didn't like for him to say he wouldn't ride with me. But hell, John and Nellie had said they wouldn't ride with him and they wouldn't ride in the same car with him, so I guess he got mad too. Of course, both of them, I laughed. I thought it was little boy stuff, and both of them wound up together riding at each other. Nellie was in the car. We just talked big, but when the nut cutting was down, we got in the car and bowed nice. And I didn't think it hurt me a damn bit to ride with Yarbrough. And I thought that both Nellie and Yarbrough both had to come a good deal to get in the car after they'd said what they did. But they've said it now, and I just want to see my friend elected without an opponent, and I'll do all I can to get him out. Y'all do all you can to get the other fellows out, and that's the way it ought to be, and then you can spend your next 2 years getting ready to elect whoever you want to as governor. I don't make any recommendations. You want Wagner Carr, I'll support him. If you want whoever you want.
I have great doubts that there's going to be an opponent for Yarbus. Not because...
Well, that's all the more reason, though, why we ought to spend all of our time on getting Don Yarbus out. And I think we can if we know it. So you try to get us some information and some word. Now, we'll do whatever we need to take care of Joe Kilgore. We'll do whatever we need to take care of Don Yarbus. We'll do whatever we need to support the governor. We need him out speaking for us, though, instead of staying at home and fighting with Don Yarbus.
Well, I'm just very much afraid that the governor ain't going to run for re-election. I don't think he's bluffing.
I think that would be the best thing could happen to him and to all of us if he didn't. If he's sick and doesn't feel like it, I'd just let the Wagner Carr run. If he's not happy and doesn't want to do it and not feeling good, that would suit me fine. I wouldn't beg him a minute. I think it's a terrible imposition. I wished I didn't have to run for this job. I may not run for it. I don't know how to get out of it. If I did, I wouldn't. If it's as easy for me as it is for him, I wouldn't be running. Because you can imagine how, if I spend this much time on Texas, how I'm handling the world. And I've got right at this moment a press conference at 3 o'clock. I've got Zanzibar. I've got Cyprus. I've got Panama. I've got a plane shut down in Berlin. And I've got all these things, and I'm talking to my best friend, begging him, please, not to get an opponent for a man that's supporting me. That's a hell of a thing to have to do, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And I just don't know what's happened to the boy, so maybe it'd be better if he didn't run. Encourage him not to. Just let him say it, he's not going to run.
I haven't heard him run.
If he's sick, the last thing I want to do is to kill him. And I want to do everything I can to help him, including getting rid of his opponent. But you please get Jack some kind of information of what we can do, because I've got every force that I know in this town working on that man not to run. And they always come back and say, all right, what are you going to do about Ralph? Do you follow me?
Yes, sir, I follow you. Okay. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Okay, partner.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. President.
Yeah, I'm-